Blog Talk Radio.
My talents,
you, Lord, than yesterday.
deserve it. It's yours. We recognize you. What a name. And first and last name. The only name.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Watchman Radio. It's about 3:06 right now. I would like to give a shout-out to my peoples, my family, my friends, my girl, everybody that's been supporting me since last year, you know. God's been handling everything for me, and things are happening as we speak, you know. And the name of the show is Following Your Dreams. And basically, people who have dreams, they must have faith and not looking back. Because it's a powerful thing. You have to have this powerful thing called faith that's inside of you to accomplish mostly everything you're trying to conquer in this earth. Without faith, you cannot conquer nothing. So basically, believing is seeing. Not seeing is believing, but believing is seeing. You have to have this faith. You have to believe in God. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, you know, I've been through it all. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been attacking me in certain ways and telling me I won't make it, but I made it. I'm still alive, and you know, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, once you have faith, you could control anything. You could conquer everything that's around you. There's a chapter on the Bible. It's in 1 John, chapter 5, verse 4. It says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith." So that tells you everything. It's not coming from me. It's coming from the Bible. So, I mean, you know, if you want to know that chapter again, that's chapter 5, verse 4.
I'm just been to respect, in every aspect. I'm special guest of the man, and God bless anything tested. Lord, to Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember, so the end of no for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the end for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. But, yes.
This song right here. Dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear go. I'm gonna bless.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Check it out.
Okay, I'm back. sorry people for the noise in the background. I got people that's fixing my room door. Just letting everybody know if y'all hear any noise. That's what's going on. Also I wanna go ahead and give a little commercial. My sister, she got a book that's out. It's called Men Are Not the Problem. Go ahead and check it out. MenAreNotTheProblem.com. That's MenAreNotTheProblem.com. Her books are selling, and it's moving pretty fast. So go ahead and check it out. There's a donation. Matter of fact, a event that's going down. On the 24th, it's a fashion show. Basically, it's going towards Haiti. And any artists that want to perform, you know, just give me a call, 786-262-7340. That's 786-262-7340. You must perform one song. It got to be an inspirational song. And it's basically a charity event for Haiti. So... And also, you can hit me up at my Gmail. That's starratedrecords@gmail.com. That's starratedrecords@gmail.com.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We got to see. Yo, everybody come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth ward, fourth ward. Come on, sing it.
What's this?
Well, that's Kurt Franklin, Brother Day. I hope you enjoy that track right there. The next 30 minutes, we're going to some crap for a dollar for those people that was not listening to the show yesterday, last night. So I'm going to go ahead and play that in just about 10 minutes. But the name of the show is Follow Your Dreams. You must follow your dreams the right way, and that's accepting the Lord Jesus Christ and put him in your heart and have faith. You know, faith conquers everything, like I said again, and it's in the Bible. It's not coming from me. And for those people think this is not, you know, you don't even want to listen to this, trust me, down the line, you will fall. Because the reason why, the fact is, this is a spiritual world. It's not just a physical world, but it's a spiritual world. And you got to learn how to overcome mostly everything with God. With God with you, so I'm saying, and by accepting in God and, you know, knowing the way of what he's trying to tell us, you can accomplish everything that's around you, everything that's in your surroundings. So I'm saying, and faith is a powerful thing. Faith is a wonderful thing. So just keep that in mind. Follow your dreams. Don't let anybody put you down or turn you down and tell you the opposite. Whatever God wants you to do, do it. Do it with your heart because you love it. Okay? You have to love the Lord like you love yourself. Love yourself like you love others. You must love everybody also. Love is a powerful thing also, so just remember that.
Once again, baby duh, my block, deep trick. My folks and friends, listen to these words. See, God saved me from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace, His mercy, His favor. Cause I know I don't deserve all the love He showed me, how He let me know He never gonna leave my side.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Oh,
son is God Christ, the first, the last, it won't pass. So don't be caught slipping, brother, don't be tripping, brother, cause when I see him, I'm giving
really, brother. Say we move too much, we do too much, and if it's up against us, then you lose too much. Ain't no stopping what we're doing when the spirit is moving. Don't be hating what I'm doing, I'm the vessel he's using. Everywhere I be, they try to judge me, they try to shake me, they try to buzz me, but they can't break me, cause I'm down with Christ. Don't try to new nation, they were still alright, well alright.
All right. So now we're going to play some crap for a dollar. You know, I hope everybody that's listening get a message out of this today and every day. So we're going to go ahead and play that, and then, you know, we're going to close the radio station until tomorrow. But I would like to tell everybody, you know, thanks for the support. Thanks for listening. And, you know, later this week, we're going to do 2 hours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
The following program is being paid for by Creflo Dollar Ministries.
I'm a world changer.
Let's join Dr. Creflo Dollar for today's message.
Let's read verse 4, 1 John chapter 5, and verse 4 out loud together. Ready? Read. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The Amplified says, for whatever is born of God is victorious over the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. So things that operate in the world can be conquered. Lack can be conquered. Sickness can be conquered. Unemployment can be conquered. The Bible says what conquers it is your faith. Your faith that grows out of the Word of God has the power of bringing the world to its knees. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Four times, Habakkuk 2:4. The just shall live by faith. Romans 1, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 10, the just shall live by faith. Galatians chapter 3, the just shall live by faith. And so it is vital that we understand how to live it, how to live this life of faith. Now, the victory, according to this scripture, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So what we've got to look at is the arena, the battleground for faith. The place where you're going to win it or you're going to lose it is in the arena of your mind. You will win or you will lose based on what you allow to take place and who you allow to win in the arena of your mind. Your mind is where it's going to take place. Now, I began to think about this the other day. Take a man who has spent 30 years being educated with the wrong information. Well, all he is an intellectual fool because he's been informed wrong. And yet we're living in a society where we exalt the intellectual, but you never pause to ask the question, well, what was it that he learned? What is it that he calls his expertise? And as a result of it, you can be intelligent, but you can be intelligent off the wrong thing. Well, now you can go and you can get so many D's behind your name until you can whistle Dixie. D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D. And you still going to have it wrong. You're still going to have it wrong. So you have to be extremely cautious of who you decide to listen to. Because you're going to win it or lose it in the arena of your mind. I don't want to talk to an algebra expert and he doesn't understand how to live life. He ain't going to help me none. I mean, I appreciate what he's learned. But now I want to make sure I get in the Word and understand the Word. And you need to understand what it's like when an intellectual tries to lecture on the Word of what, you know, something that he doesn't know anything about. He's only going to base his foundation from the wrong information he got. So no matter what he sees in the scripture, he's going to base it off that wrong intellect that he's developed. Now I want you to listen to this. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Now I'm not down in education, except listen, you need to be educated in the right things. need to be educated in the right things. The world's education will prepare you to be successful in the world. That's not going to be enough to be successful and to be great. You're going to have to be educated in the book of life and in the word of life. I know a whole lot of people who've gone to school and got, you know, bachelor's and master's degrees and still can't figure life out. Life is as big a mess after they graduated than before they did. You see, wisdom is what shines light on knowledge. You can have a whole lot of knowledge and not know what to do with it. But when the wisdom of God gives light over that thing, then all of a sudden it assimilates it in a place where it begins to work like it's supposed to work. Now look at this in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Let's read verse 11 out loud together. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Ready? Read. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lusts, which war. Abstain. Stay away from the evil desires and passion of the flesh, your lower nature. Why? Because it will wage war against what? The soul. All right, now listen to this. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your soul is made up of your thinker, your feeler, and your chooser. Now, let's understand the anatomy of man. Man is a spirit being. He doesn't have a spirit. He is one. Man is a spirit being. He possesses a soul, mind, will, and emotions. And he lives in a physical body. When a man dies, it is no different than when I go take this suit off. As long as I have this suit on, it has life because I'm in it. When I take it off, it's just going to hang somewhere or it's going to lay somewhere. But you understand what I'm saying? It's important that you understand that you are spirit beings. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. Now, in times past, we've used the word soul and spirit interchangeably as if they were the same. They are not. You are a spirit being. You have a soul and you live in a physical body. Now, that soul, that mind, the will, the emotions, according to this scripture, he says, do not participate in fleshly lust, because in doing so, you will wage a war against your soul. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you got enough to deal with by just fighting the devil. You don't need to be going up and creating new wars. Now, let's look at this word flesh. The flesh. Of course, birds have flesh and animals have flesh and the flesh of man. But we want to get down to the very nitty-gritty of what the word talks about when he uses this word flesh. You know, the physical body only does what it's told to do. There is your mind now and your mindset that has to give instructions to this physical body for it to do what it does. So a lot of things you can't blame on the earth suit. You have to get to the very root of how it operates, and that's your mind. So I submit to you that the flesh is a mindset that opposes the word of God. The flesh is a mindset that is in opposition to the word of God. To operate in the flesh is to operate in a way where you're in opposition to God's word. That's the flesh. Now, you think about what you call the flesh. Somebody cussing somebody out, you say that's the flesh. Well, why is that the flesh? Because they have done something that opposes what the word says to do. Okay? So operating in the flesh is ultimately a mindset that is in opposition to the word of God, and you operate in that mindset, which means you get involved, your physical body gets involved, your life gets involved because of your mindset. Now, so likewise, the spirit. Remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, these words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So how would we define spirit? What What does it mean to walk in the spirit? We know to walk in the flesh means that you have a mindset. You're walking in a mindset that opposes the word. Well, what does it mean to walk in the spirit? Well, the spirit is a mindset as well. To walk in the spirit is a mindset. It is a mindset in agreement with the word of God. A mindset in agreement with the word of God. Well, when you're walking in a mindset that lines up with God's word, then you are walking in the spirit. And the greatest walk in the spirit is the walk of love. But you have to have a mindset on love in order to begin to live that way and conduct yourself that way. That's called walking in the spirit. Now, I need to define these two for you, because as we get into this series, you're going to need to know the bottom line, the root definition of what it means to walk in the flesh or to be fleshy. Now, he says, stay away from fleshy, watch this, lust. Now, let's deal with lust for a moment. When most people hear the word lust, they immediately think that it is making or having something to do, making reference to sex. All right, now that's one part of it. You can lust for power. You can lust for position. There are lots of other things you can lust for. To lust means you have an intense appetite to achieve the contradictions to God's word. So whatever contradicts God's word, you have an appetite to achieve it. A lust, a strong appetite to achieve something that's in opposition to the word of God. That's why I thought it was so great that they used these two words together when they translated fleshly lust. It describes exactly what lust is. Lust is an intense appetite going in opposition to the word of God. It's an intense appetite to have something that the word doesn't want you to have. Now, here's what it says. When you allow your mind to be set in opposition to God's word, and that thing becomes an intense appetite, you have created a war in your mind. There's a battle now that you created, because you decided to pick up something that the word was, you know, saying don't do, and you picked it up anyway, and, you know, you did it once or twice, and now all of a sudden you had an appetite for it, and then, you know, one more time became one more time as you kept promising yourself one more time, but that became one more time, and you said, I mean it this time, but that became three more times, and now you got into no restraints. That's called lasciviousness, and you couldn't find the brakes, and you wanted to stop, but you couldn't stop. And now there's this whole war going on. There's a war in your mind going on. I'm not going to look at pornography. I'm not going to look at pornography. I'm not going to look at pornography. And every time you find yourself in there looking at pornography, I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to cuss. I'm going to start acting right. See, you did something to create the war in your mind. And he just told you what happens. Abstain from fleshly lust. Because if you don't, it will wage a war in your soul. Not only will your mind be impacted, but now your emotions will begin to be impacted. All of a sudden, your will is now under attack. You're finding yourself doing things that you don't want to do, but you do. You're in the same dilemma Paul was in Romans chapter 7. The thing I don't want to do, that's what I find myself doing. All of that is created when we violate what he just said concerning abstain from fleshly lust, for they do war against the soul. Now, I said all that to say this. Your mind is the battleground. It is going to be the place to determine where your life is going to end up. Your life just doesn't end up at a certain place. Your life ends up where it ends up. You are going in the direction you're going in because your mind is set that way. It's like when you set the cruise control on 55. It's set there, and it's going to stay there. It's going to take you to the place where it's being directed. So likewise, ladies and gentlemen, it is so important that you answer the question, and this is all I want to accomplish this morning. It is so important that you answer this question: who or what is setting your mind? who or what is setting your mind. That's, oh my goodness. See, you're going to have to evaluate, what am I watching? What am I hearing? What am I hanging around? And are those things lining up with God's word, or are those things in opposition to God's word? See, here's the harsh reality. I can preach this sermon for the next 2 months, but if you fail to evaluate what you're being exposed to, then your mindset won't change. Because when you're in the booth in the back in the corner in the dark at home where nobody can see you, only you know how your mind got set that way. Why do you think the way you think? Where'd you get that attitude from? How'd you become so convinced on the wrong thing? Where'd you hear it from? Was it Mama Nim? Was it Grandmama Nim? Was it Great-Grandmama Nim when Pookie used to come over drunk? Well, you had to get it from somewhere. You know, I apologize, but you're just not that original. It showed up somewhere. It's being maintained somehow. A bad attitude is something that can be extremely catchy. You can hang around folks and bring them home with you. And folks trying to figure out, who is this person you brought in my house? You can have dead relatives that have spent years imparting into your mindset. And even though they're dead, they're still alive in your mindset. The question this morning, who or what is setting your mind? Because your mindset will determine your life set. Where you go in life, how far you go in life, and what happens is life is going to be based solely on how your mind is set. This is the most important series of sermons I'll ever preach to you. Yes, amen. See, because if you correct this, it's corrected. If you correct what I'm talking about here, your life is corrected. All right, now watch this. Let's go a little further here. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. Don't start nothing that's going to create a war. Don't try nothing that's going to create a war. Okay? So if you hadn't looked at porno on the web, don't start. Huh? If you hadn't been to a strip joint, don't start. If you ain't cussed nobody out, don't do it like you used to. In other words, why create an extra battle? Why create it? Why create an extra battle? Why do it? Why create this extra battle? How many of you know you can't conquer those things on the outside of you until you first of all conquer those things right in front of you? You got to conquer your mindset before you talk about, I'm going to defeat the devil. I'm going to defeat the devil. Now, you got to conquer that mindset that keeps craving for that cookie every time you land in New York on Saturday. You got to stop that mindset that want that oatmeal cookie with the raisins in it, made with brown sugar, praise the Lord. I'm going to defeat the devil, and I can't defeat a cookie? The Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. I have recently come to understand that the power of the tongue is responsible for death. It's responsible for life. But listen, it's not only the words that I speak, but it's also the taste that I have. See, I found out my words would kill me, but my taste buds will as well. So I've had to rearrange some things, and I've had to make my mind up and say, now, you know what? This is it. You work all your life on your words, but you never work on your taste. I am going to defeat this cookie. And I have you know that over the last month, I have defeated the cookie and lost 10 pounds in the process. Are you listening to me? A cookie. Talking about Satan, I bind you. Bind that cookie. Now, I can't do no cookie. I tried. I'm going to say do a healthy cookie. They give me a healthy cookie, but I eat all of them.
My wife said, baby, why don't you just take a piece? I don't want a piece. If it's sitting there, it's talking to me. Eat all of me. You can shape a spinach cookie, and it can taste bad. And you tell me it's a cookie, it's a cookie. Me and cookies, I just love cookies. But I have taken authority over cookie. A cookie is not going to stop me from being the very best that I need to be for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just a mindset. I had a cookie mindset. And as soon as I dealt with my mindset, I could deal with the cookie. See, a lot of you trying to fight the addiction, and you won't deal with the source behind the addiction. That's your mindset. Oh, I'm not going to get nobody running around on the dome on this one. Because your mindset told you that when you come to church, you're not supposed to rejoice that much. And that's why we're so civilized in church, and we can't get nobody to praise God like we need to be praising God, because your civilized mindset has told you that you only praise God this much. And heaven is waiting for you to change your mindset and start praising Him the way that He deserves to be praised. All right, where are we? Hebrews. Now look at this. Verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. See, that cookie was a weight. And the sin. Now, let me show you how the weight led me to sin. It wasn't sin to eat cookies. The sin came is when I bought 30 of them and ate them all at the same time. Now I got into the sin of gluttony. So don't come telling me it's all right to let the weight hang around. You let the weight hang around long enough, it's going to put pressure on your mind to lead you to the next stage. Are you listening to me? Well, there ain't nothing wrong with talking to them dirty numbers on the phone. Okay, but you keep talking to them dirty numbers, and then eventually you want to see who's on the other line. Then eventually you're going to be doing something you're not supposed to do. Don't do that. Don't play with yourself. Don't play those games with your mind. Now watch this. Now I'm being nice. I'm just being in general this morning. I'm trying not to start nothing. Just in general kind of stuff. Talk about me. Be in general. You know, trying to have, you know, act a little kosher. Just kind of stick with the Bible, you know. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know how long that's going to last, but I'm trying. I'm trying because y'all looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, notice your race is set. And so you have to come discover the will of God for your life and not choose the will of God for your life. All right? Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him, Jesus, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself.
Yeah, okay. That was Creflo Dollar right there. Shout out to Creflo Dollar. You know, he has the spoken words. He has the words of the Bible. If you want more of Creflo Dollar, go to iTunes. He got a lot of sermons, great sermons for everybody to get themselves motivated out there. I would like to thank all my listeners out there that's listening and showing support. Tomorrow I'll be back on 3 o'clock at the same time. Every afternoon, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I will do 2 hours, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So, you know, everybody just show support. Let everybody know about Watchmen Radio, and we're going to get it popping. Everybody get back on the radio show. Start listening tomorrow at 3 p.m. Shout out to Team Fresh Productions. And shout out to my girl, Nikki B. You know, and everybody that was showing support. Shout out to my big sister. Check out her book, menarenottheproblem.com. Her book is selling out there. God bless.
As we attempt to acknowledge how incredible you are, we become speechless at the thought of your name. Whoa.
There's a name so powerful word can't describe. When spoken, demons tremble, and all creation
Maybe the show is over. Hello. Hello. There's not even online. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. Damn, I got to hello like a thousand times.
No, I was trying to unmute the phone. It was like taking a million minutes.
What, you thought I was going to put you in the radio?
No, I was trying to unmute it. So I have to mess up. Like, I didn't want to make noise on the radio line or anything.
Okay, okay.
I don't want everybody to hear me being like, hey, I got to look at the clock.
Young people,
you know,
want to stand up real quick.
Like, breathing
on.
Like.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. You sound like you're nervous or something. Like,
it was so funny. Like, he was like,
you're on the radio, baby. You're on the radio. I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call you back. Right?
No, you're good. You're good, man. You're good. Look, look, look. Listen.
I'm calling back. Bye.
Listen. Listen. Hello?
Yeah.
Listen. The show's over. Look. Look. It's over. I'm